Hello.
I'm eerily Andrew Creepton, and you're fiendishly watching Ghostly Weekly. Halloween is nigh, and that means carving faces into produce, stuffing pets into costumes, and playing Russian roulette with type 2 diabetes by ingesting industrial-strength amounts of candy. Perhaps you leave out bowls of sweets for neighborhood trick-or-treaters. I don't, because I believe in practical gifts. And a bottle of ibuprofen for you? Ever wonder what goes into the sugar that goes into your coffee? That sugar you're buying costs more because of sugar cronyism, and a bunch of sugar barons are getting rich off us suckers. Why? Big Sugar. And that's not just my drag queen name. It's a reference to the special interests who get rich off government protection. The sugar industry is a big cartel that meters out fun white powder. It's like cocaine, only it makes you fat, and it's legal and much less fun at parties. It's indicative of a broader issue in our country of crony capitalism. These tiny little green dots are where we grow sugarcane. That's because America's climate is wonderfully, spectacularly suited to not grow sugarcane. Sugar magnates compensate for their crummy business model through subsidized loans and laws that protect them from competition, inflating the price of sugar and ensuring a sweet profit. I said no puns! We run our sugar industry with Soviet-style central planning, which, granted, has historically been a great way to mass-produce low-quality automobiles and starvation. Let's say there's a surplus of sugar. The government has to buy the extra sugar and resell it at a loss. Or, if the market price drops below a certain level, the USDA has to activate a sugar-for-ethanol program to find the sugar industry new buyers. Not many other industries get that kind of treatment. If nobody wants to buy my jokes, I don't get to sell them to ethanol plants. I have to give them for free to Jimmy Fallon. When you add in the onerous tariffs the government imposes on foreign sugar, we're stuck with expensive American sugar, which is also one of my drag names. Sugar costs are why Chicago is no longer the candy capital of the world, why Oreo and York Peppermint Patty and Hershey's have moved out of the country, and why Willy Wonka is dead. A report from the International Trade Administration found that nearly 3 jobs in candy making were lost for every 1 sugar-growing job protected. Unnecessary handouts are indicative of a broader issue in our economy. Sugar companies have a virtual monopoly on production, but they don't have a monopoly on handouts. Here's a list of other industries that receive unnecessary handouts.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
Slop around a few billion dollars here and a few billion dollars there, and pretty soon, we're robbing Americans and jacking up the national debt. Democrats and Republicans and Libertarians and Methodists and my friend Steve should all come together to stop this sugary graft. America's sugar program is an unwieldy mechanism designed to enrich a few plutocratic sugar babies. I said no puns, and we're not going to do them.